The Power of Body Language by Tanya Ryman. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. The latest effective learning methodology has been utilized to construct the summary, ensuring that you can easily retain the key takeaways. The technique involves a great deal of repetition and rephrasing, which have been proven to be highly effective when it comes to information retention. In fact, this is the same approach employed in memorizing poems. Our objective is to not only help you comprehend the most significant concepts, but also enable you to recall and apply them in your daily life. Summary: The Power of Body Language by Tanya Ryman is a comprehensive guide to understanding and using body language. It explains how people communicate non-verbally and provides practical advice on how to use body language in everyday life. The book begins with an overview of the basics of body language, including facial expressions, gestures, posture, eye contact, and other forms of nonverbal communication. It then goes into detail about how these signals can be used to influence others in various situations such as job interviews or sales pitches. Ryman also discusses the importance of being aware of one's own body language when communicating with others. She emphasizes that it is important to be conscious not only of what you are saying but also how you are saying it. Your words may say one thing while your body says another. This section includes tips for improving self-awareness and developing better control over one's own behavior. The book then moves on to discuss specific types of interactions between two people: romantic relationships, business negotiations, public speaking engagements, etc. For each type, there are detailed explanations about which kinds of behaviors will help create positive outcomes and which ones should be avoided at all costs. Additionally, Ryman offers advice on reading other people's intentions through their body language so that you can adjust your own accordingly. Finally, she wraps up the book by discussing some common myths about body language as well as providing additional resources for further study if desired. Overall, The Power of Body Language is an excellent resource for anyone looking to improve their ability to understand and use nonverbal communication effectively. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. Nonverbal communication is an important part of how we interact with others. Nonverbal communication is a powerful tool that can be used to influence how others perceive us and how we perceive them. It is important to be aware of the nonverbal cues we are sending and receiving in order to effectively communicate with others. Main idea number 2. Body language can be used to build trust and rapport. By using body language to create a sense of trust and rapport, we can build stronger relationships with those around us. This can be done through eye contact, facial expressions, and body positioning. Main idea number 3. Body language can be used to influence others. By understanding the power of body language, we can use it to influence the behavior of others. This can be done through subtle cues such as facial expressions, posture, and gestures. Main idea number 4. Body language can be used to detect deception. By understanding the signs of deception, we can use body language to detect when someone is not being truthful. This can be done through analyzing facial expressions, body movements, and vocal cues. Main idea number 5. Body language can be used to project confidence. By understanding the power of body language, we can use it to project confidence and authority. This can be done through posture, eye contact, and facial expressions. Main idea number 6. Body language can be used to show respect. By understanding the power of body language, we can use it to show respect and appreciation for others. This can be done through gestures, facial expressions, and body positioning. Main idea number 7. Body language can be used to show empathy. By understanding the power of body language, we can use it to show empathy and understanding for others. This can be done through facial expressions, gestures, and body positioning. Main idea number 8. Body language can be used to show dominance. By understanding the power of body language, we can use it to show dominance and control over others. This can be done through posture, facial expressions, and gestures. Main idea number 9. Body language can be used to show submission. By understanding the power of body language, we can use it to show submission and deference to others. This can be done through body positioning, facial expressions, and gestures. Main idea number 10. Body language can be used to show interest. By understanding the power of body language, we can use it to show interest and engagement in conversations. This can be done through eye contact, facial expressions, and body positioning. Main ideas expanded. Main idea number 1. Nonverbal communication is an important part of how we interact with others. It can be used to convey messages, express emotions, and create relationships. Nonverbal cues such as facial expressions, body language, gestures, posture, and eye contact all play a role in how we communicate with one another. By being aware of the nonverbal signals that are being sent and received during conversations or interactions with others, it is possible to better understand what someone else may be feeling or thinking. The Power of Body Language by Tanya Ryman provides insight into the importance of understanding nonverbal communication. The book explains how our body language can influence our success in various aspects of life, including business negotiations and personal relationships. It also offers tips on how to interpret other people's body language so that you can gain a better understanding of their feelings and intentions. By learning more about nonverbal communication through books like The Power of Body Language by Tanya Ryman, we can become more effective communicators who are able to accurately read the subtle cues that people send out when they interact with us. This knowledge will help us build stronger connections with those around us while also helping us make sure our own messages are properly understood. Main idea number 2. Body language is a powerful tool for building trust and rapport. Eye contact, facial expressions, and body positioning can all be used to create an atmosphere of mutual understanding and respect. When we make eye contact with someone, it conveys that we are interested in what they have to say. Smiling or nodding when someone speaks also shows that we are listening attentively and taking them seriously. Additionally, leaning forward slightly while talking indicates openness and willingness to engage in conversation. By using body language effectively, we can build strong relationships with those around us. We can show our interest in others by maintaining good eye contact throughout the conversation. This will help foster a sense of trust between both parties involved. Facial expressions such as smiling or frowning can also convey how much attention you're paying to the other person's words. If you smile often during conversations, it will demonstrate your enthusiasm for the topic at hand. Finally, body positioning plays an important role in creating a feeling of comfort between two people. Sitting up straight with your arms uncrossed signals that you are open to communication, whereas slouching or crossing your arms may give off the impression that you don't want to talk about certain topics. Using body language effectively is key for building trust and rapport with those around us. By making eye contact, expressing ourselves through facial expressions, and sitting up straight during conversations, we can create an environment where everyone feels comfortable enough to share their thoughts openly. Main idea number 3. Body language is a powerful tool that can be used to influence the behavior of others. By understanding how body language works, we can use it to our advantage in order to get what we want or need from someone else. For example, if you are trying to persuade someone, using open and inviting body language such as smiling and making eye contact will make them more likely to listen and agree with your point of view. We can also use body language as a way of conveying our own feelings without having to say anything at all. Facial expressions like frowning or raising an eyebrow can communicate disapproval or surprise without us having to speak out loud. Similarly, gestures like shrugging your shoulders or shaking your head can indicate agreement or disagreement without saying a word. By being aware of the power of body language and learning how best to use it, we can effectively influence the behavior of those around us in both positive and negative ways. Whether you're trying to convince someone of something important or just trying not to look bored during a meeting, understanding how body language works is essential for getting ahead in life. Main idea number 4. Body language can be a powerful tool for detecting deception. By understanding the signs of deception, we can use body language to detect when someone is not being truthful. This can be done through analyzing facial expressions, body movements, and vocal cues. Facial expressions are often the first indicator that something isn't quite right. People who are lying may avoid eye contact or look away quickly when asked a question they don't want to answer. They may also display micro-expressions such as raised eyebrows or pursed lips, which indicate discomfort or unease. Body movements such as fidgeting, crossing arms over the chest, and avoiding physical contact with others can also signal dishonesty. Additionally, people who are lying tend to speak more slowly than usual, and their voices may become higher pitched in an effort to sound convincing. By paying attention to these subtle clues in body language, it is possible to detect if someone is being deceptive. It takes practice, but with time you will become better at recognizing these signs so that you know when someone isn't telling the truth. Main idea number 5. Body language is a powerful tool that can be used to project confidence and authority. Posture is one of the most important aspects of body language, as it conveys how we feel about ourselves and our environment. Standing tall with your shoulders back and head held high will give off an air of self-assurance, while slouching or hunching over can make you appear insecure or unconfident. Eye contact is also essential for projecting confidence. Making direct eye contact with someone shows them that you are confident in yourself and what you have to say. Facial expressions are another way to use body language to project confidence. Smiling often helps create a positive atmosphere, while frowning or scowling can make people feel uncomfortable around you. Additionally, maintaining an open facial expression, with relaxed features, can help show others that you're comfortable in any situation. By understanding the power of body language, we can use it to our advantage when trying to convey confidence and authority. With practice, anyone can learn how to effectively communicate through their posture, eye contact, and facial expressions. Main idea number 6. Body language is a powerful tool that can be used to show respect and appreciation for others. Gestures, facial expressions, and body positioning all play an important role in conveying respect. For example, when speaking with someone, maintaining eye contact shows that you are paying attention and listening intently. Additionally, leaning slightly forward while talking indicates interest in the conversation. Smiling warmly also communicates respect, as it conveys friendliness and openness. In addition to gestures of respect during conversations, body language can also be used to demonstrate admiration or appreciation for another person's accomplishments or achievements. A simple nod of the head or pat on the back can go a long way in showing your support for someone else's success. Similarly, standing up when greeting someone demonstrates politeness and consideration. By understanding how our bodies communicate messages without words, we can use this knowledge to show others that we care about them and appreciate their presence in our lives. Main idea number 7. Body language is a powerful tool for expressing empathy. Facial expressions, gestures, and body positioning can all be used to show understanding and compassion for another person. For example, when someone is speaking about something that has caused them distress or pain, we can use facial expressions such as a sympathetic smile or nod of the head to show our support. We can also use open body language by leaning in towards the speaker and maintaining eye contact to demonstrate that we are listening attentively. Gestures such as placing a hand on their shoulder or giving them an encouraging pat on the back can also help convey empathy without having to say anything at all. Additionally, if appropriate, we may choose to embrace the other person in order to provide comfort during difficult times. By using body language effectively, we can create an atmosphere of trust and understanding between ourselves and others, which will ultimately lead to stronger relationships with those around us. Main idea number 8. Body language is a powerful tool that can be used to show dominance and control over others. Posture, facial expressions, and gestures are all important elements of body language that can be used to demonstrate authority. Standing tall with your shoulders back conveys confidence and strength, while maintaining eye contact shows you are in charge. Smiling or frowning at the right moments also helps convey your message without having to say anything. Facial expressions such as raising an eyebrow or narrowing your eyes can communicate disapproval or displeasure without saying a word. Gestures like pointing or tapping on the table can also help emphasize what you're saying and make it clear who is in charge. By understanding how body language works, we can use it effectively to show dominance over others. Main idea number 9. Body language is a powerful tool that can be used to show submission and deference to others. By understanding the nuances of body language, we can use it to communicate our feelings without having to say anything at all. Body positioning, facial expressions, and gestures are all ways in which we can express our submissiveness. When trying to show submission through body language, it's important not to appear too aggressive or confrontational. Instead, try using open postures such as keeping your arms uncrossed and maintaining eye contact with the person you're speaking with. This will help create an atmosphere of respect between both parties. Facial expressions also play an important role in conveying submission. Smiling warmly when interacting with someone shows that you are willing to listen and cooperate with them. Additionally, avoiding frowning or scowling helps ensure that your message is received positively. Finally, gestures are another way of expressing submission without saying a word. For example, bowing slightly when greeting someone or offering a handshake communicates respect for their presence. Main idea number 10. Body language is a powerful tool that can be used to show interest and engagement in conversations. Eye contact, facial expressions, and body positioning are all important elements of body language that can be used to demonstrate interest. When making eye contact with someone during a conversation, it shows them that you are paying attention and interested in what they have to say. Facial expressions such as smiling or nodding your head also indicate that you are engaged in the conversation. Finally, body positioning such as leaning forward or keeping an open posture communicates openness and attentiveness. Using these techniques together will help create an atmosphere of mutual understanding between two people engaging in dialogue. It is important to remember not only how we use our own body language but also how we interpret the other person's signals so that we can respond accordingly. By being aware of both our own actions and those of others, we can ensure effective communication. As we come to the conclusion of this book summary, we would like to express our sincere gratitude for taking the time to read or listen to it. Your feedback means the world to us, so we kindly ask that you rate our summary and share it with others who might benefit from it. Additionally, if you're hungry for more great reads, be sure to check out our website at www.books.kim. Thank you again for your support and happy further readings.